Blog Talk Radio. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. Entry and exit tones are off.
The Lord, everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He will fight our battle, amen. Jesus will, amen. He will do it, amen. We trust and lean and depend on him. Glory be to God, amen. People of God, listen, he cannot fail, amen. God bless you tonight, each and every one of you. We want to say welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome from all over the globe, wherever you're listening from, wherever these airwaves are reaching you, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you on tonight. We're so grateful that you have decided to join us. And listen, as you're getting in, as you're coming in, Amen. Glory to God. Whether you're listening by radio or by Facebook or by blog radio or whether you dialed into the broadcast, we want you to just take a moment. Amen. Each one reach one. Amen. Just reach out to one person and let them know that you are listening or that you have dialed into the Prayer News Network live broadcast. Amen. And just invite them to come in. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, the word that they receive on tonight, people of God, could be the very word, as we always say, the very word that saves their lives. So we thank God for you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for inviting someone else to come in and be with you on tonight. Amen. Listen, when something is good, we don't want to keep it to ourselves. Isn't that right? Amen. We just want to run and tell it. Amen. We want to run and tell that. Amen. As the song says, amen. Tell the good news about what's going on here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you tonight, each and every one of you. We welcome you again. We welcome you. Amen. Jesus, we welcome you to come on in, take a seat. We welcome you. Glory be to God. We realize several of you have gone to your worship services or gone to church on today. Amen, Jesus. And we're not going to listen, we're not going to try to keep you long on tonight, amen, Jesus, but we wanted to at least come out anyway, amen, because we realize that there are so many churches that have not opened, that have not yet opened their doors. Glory to God, there are people, amen, Jesus, that are not on social media, that are not on radio, et cetera, et cetera. So we still, amen, want to be, amen, the voice that is yet crying in the wilderness. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever it is that the Lord has given us, glory to God, we're giving it to his people. Amen. A word of hope, a word of faith. Amen. Jesus, word of encouragement, word of salvation, word of deliverance. Glory to God. Whatever you need here on the Prayer News Network Global, amen, we endeavor to be that voice. Amen. Glory to God, for it's through the voice of God, amen. He uses his vessels, glory to God, as we yield ourselves, amen. But it is the Lord speaking expressly to his people, amen. So God bless you on tonight, each and every one of you. We thank God for you for joining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanking God for our international listeners, amen, each and every one of you. We thank God for, amen, our international listeners that are reaching out to us, amen, via PNN Messenger. Amen. Thank God for you. We're praying for you. Amen. We're certainly praying for you as we get those prayer requests. Amen. Giving time, attention, prayer. Amen, Jesus. Touching God with you. For whatever you need, amen, from the Lord, we believe that God is able to do it. Amen. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, people of God, and it is according to the power that rests within us. Amen. So God bless you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for writing. Thank you for your kind comments of how you're being blessed, how you're being touched. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we say to God be the glory. Amen. We don't take any of his glory. Amen, because we're just yielded vessels unto the Lord, here to do, amen, the will of the Lord, amen. So we thank God that you're being blessed. We're thanking the Lord for all that he's doing in your lives, amen. We just thank the Lord, amen. We, listen, we just magnify the Lord together, amen. As the scripture said, we rejoice with you who rejoice, amen. Glory be to God, amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight, again, for each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We realize there are several listeners that have gravitated over to our PNN Facebook page. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. So our numbers are climbing. Amen. Because if you're listening via Facebook, you're listening via radio. Amen. Because we're broadcasting live. And therefore, our numbers are continuing to increase. Our radio waves are continuing to reach. Amen. Exponentially, people of God. Amen. Listen, exponentially. Amen. We just spoke with our programming manager on right before the broadcast. Amen. And those numbers are growing. I believe now it's at 16 million. Amen. So wherever you are, glory to God be the glory. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We're grateful to be able, amen, to be a bridge, amen, in the gap. Amen. Glory to God for wherever the gap is. Amen. We're just bridging the gap. Amen. Mending. Amen. Mending broken hearts on tonight by the word of God. Amen. We pray that you, amen, receive all that the Lord has for you on tonight. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Or any night that you come, receive what the Lord has for you. Amen. Get it all. Get all you can and can all you get. Amen. Glory be to God, because there's more and more and more. Amen. From where this is coming from. Amen. We thank God for, amen, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanking the Lord. But he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the author and the finisher of this work. Amen. Glory to God, because truly this is the Lord's vision. Amen. And we're just here executing, here carrying out what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And it gives us such an honor, amen, a pleasure to be able to do this for the kingdom, to do it for the King. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We can get excited about that. Amen. Glory be to God, because he's in control. Amen. And we just thank him on tonight. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for my leaders. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Glory to God. Thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord. Thanking the Lord. Amen. Jesus, for our senior apostle, his leadership, his guiding, his direction, his prayers. Amen. Glory to God. Just thank God tonight. Amen. For Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, Jesus, and all that he's doing, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, glory to God, thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for the First Lady of the Ministry, Mother Carrie James, and glory to God for all of the elect ladies, amen, that stand by the side of these, amen, head officials, amen. Thanking God for each and every one of them, praying their strength in the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. We thank God for our advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God, as we often say, amen. It's not a one-man show. Amen. Truly, one person could not do it all. But we thank God for these men and women of God that come to stand in the gap. Amen. To help keep this work moving forward, keep the Lord's work moving forward. Amen. Glory to God. Never knew we would be here for so long, but over 600 days now. Amen. Jesus, toiling the ground. Hallelujah. Toiling the ground. Amen. Toiling the hearts of men. Glory be to God. Amen. People yielding, people mending, people. Glory be to God. Listen, being restored. Glory be to God. All by the word of God. Amen. So we're just grateful to be in the right place at the right time. Thanking God again for each and every one of them. Amen. Thanking the Lord, amen, for Evangelist Stamper. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Minister Ali. Glory be to God. Giving God praise on tonight for our outreach. Amen. Team, glory to God. Minister Emmanuel Hogue. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Evangelist Jones. Glory be to God. You're probably receiving calls from them. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of them. Amen. We just give God thanks on tonight. Amen. For our celestial PNN advisor. Glory be to God. Prophetess Paula Everett. Thanking God for her on tonight. Amen. Giving God thanks. Giving God praise on tonight as well for Sir Robin. Amen. She's our songbird. Amen. Thanking God for her. Amen. Glory to God. It's just a beautiful thing. Amen. To see what the Lord has done in the midst. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for all of the PNN prayer warriors, amen, that the Lord is raising up and has risen up and has put in place, amen, to be a blessing for you, the people of God, amen, is truly the Lord's doing, and it's so marvelous in our eyes, amen. So we give God thanks, amen, for all of our advisors, all of our prayer warriors, amen, those that are yet to come. We give God thanks for each and every one of them, amen. Glory be to God. Listen, we're just trying to work out our salvation, work out our soul salvation. Listen, people of God, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. We're just trying to glorify our Father, amen. Glory be to God. Listen, that the kingdom will be manifested in the earth. Amen, by what we do, by what we say. Amen. Nothing is done through strife or vain glory. Amen, Jesus. But all due, all glory and honor is due unto him. Amen. We want him to shine. We want him to be glorified. Amen. In the hearts of the people. Amen. In the minds of the people. Amen. So we give God thanks and we just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God again. Listen, people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. We'll give you two numbers afterwards whereby you can certainly text us and we'll get those broadcasts to you. Amen. Glory to God. And again, we have received requests. Don't forget, amen, the series, the five-day series with the prophet. Glory to God, Prophet Virgil Postel. Amen. He was here with us for five nights, giving us techniques and things that we can do to survive and come through, amen, this time of labor and sorrow so that we can be prepared. We are there, people of God. Listen, look around and see. We're already there. And as the man of God has declared, which has already been declared by the word of God, amen, Jesus, things are going to get worse. Amen. But I thank God. Amen, that he had a prophet in the midst who availed himself to come, amen, and teach us and come and put us in remembrance of those things that we can do, that we can be prepared, amen, before the rough times get here, amen. So if you would like to get a copy, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy. We'll send you the link from the broadcast, amen, so that you can sit down and listen and take your notes and be prepared. Now, if you would like to get a hard copy, you can get a hard copy. Amen. If you would like to receive a hard copy, certainly text us and let us know. Amen, Jesus. And we'll direct you to the website, amen, whereby you can get that copy of the End Time Survivalism. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, I know it's going to be great to get the hard copy, amen, because he gave so many instructions, so many step-by-step instructions, amen, that you really need a copy in hand, amen, to be able to properly prepare, amen, as he has instructed us, amen. So, again, if you would like to have a hard copy, amen, you can certainly text us. There's those same numbers that we'll give you at the end of the broadcast, whereby you can certainly text us and let us know, and we'll point you in the direction to receive, amen, or to order your hard copy, amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise, amen. We can't thank him enough. We can't praise him enough. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen, for, again, taking time out to come and be with us again. We realize you've been in services on today, amen, Jesus, but we just wanted to come and talk with you, amen, just for a little while, amen, because we are, again, mindful, amen, that someone, somewhere, amen, there are people, amen, in the earth, amen, that, amen, their churches have not opened up yet, amen, Lord of God. So here we are, a voice crying in the wilderness, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, amen. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. But what we're going to do now, we're going to prepare, amen, our hearts and prepare our minds. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to sanctify the line so that, Listen, people of God, there's nothing, amen, that comes to cloud us, nothing that comes to distract us, amen, from hearing the word of the Lord unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to prepare your hearts on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. As we, amen, have a word of prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you, O God, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight for another day. It's another day that you've kept us, and we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, O God, for life and that more abundantly. We thank you tonight. We thank you for soundness of mind. We're thanking you tonight, O God, for keeping our heart in the midst of, glory to God, in the midst, glory to God, of a pandemic, in the midst, O God, of troubles all around us. But we give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God, because you yet kept us. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for how you brought us out. Glory to God. Some tested, some, oh God, touched. Glory to God with infirmities and sicknesses, oh God. But we're thanking you on tonight that you brought us out and you brought us through. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, that you yet covered us. Glory to God. And that the hand of the enemy, the will of the enemy, was not executed in our lives. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise, oh God. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your plan and your purpose that you've placed within us. We're thanking you on tonight for the vision that you place within our hearts. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God, for the vision has not died. But we thank you tonight, glory to God, for because you live, oh God, the vision lives within us. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. And Father, we're asking you on tonight to look now upon us. Look upon us, oh God, each and every one of us, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would have your way on tonight. Have your way within us on tonight. Have your way. Glory be to God. Be glorified in the midst of us. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for your divine visitation. Glory to God. Even on today, oh God, for the touch, glory to God, as we assemble ourselves together. We thank you, Father. Thank you for being in the midst. Thank you, glory to God, for healing. Thank you for lifting us on today in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for your foreword, your word, oh God, that you set among us, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for what you did. We thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you. We give you honor. We thank you. We glorify you, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you. Glory be to God. We praise you, oh, glory to God. We praise you in thy prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God, we praise you. Glory to God, we praise you. We praise you in thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking as we are together here in this place, we're asking, oh, God, that you look upon each and every one of us. Glory to God, wherever we're listening from, however we're listening, oh, God, every listening ear on tonight, we're asking you on this night, Father, that you will look upon us. Forgive us now. Forgive us of our sin. Forgive us of our shortcomings. We do pray in that precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on today, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit, a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will yet have your way. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way, oh God. Some have come on tonight. Some have come, glory to God, that need a word. Some have come that need a touch from you in thy precious name, Jesus. Some come on tonight, oh God, needing more of you. Some come on tonight, glory to God, in need of healing. Some come on tonight, hey God, Abbasiah.
Some come on tonight for others. Oh, glory to God. Some come standing in the gap. Standing in the gap for family. Standing in the gap, oh God, for community. Standing in the gap for loved ones. Some come on tonight. Glory to God with uplifted hands. Father, we're asking you on tonight to hear our prayer. Hear our cry, oh God. Hear our cry unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, let not iniquity stand within us. Glory to God. Stand between us and thee. Oh God, but we're asking you to cleanse us now. Cleanse us, glory to God. Cleanse us, oh God, and sanctify us on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way. Glory be to God. Do what you will. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for the altar. Oh God, look upon the altar tonight. Look upon the altars of the hearts of your people. Look upon, oh God, look upon the altar. See the prayers. See the petition. See the desires. Glory to God. And everyone tonight, everyone, oh God, whenever, oh God, right now, whenever, oh God, they should dial in, whenever they should listen in, Father, but we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you. We're glorifying you. We're magnifying you on tonight. Some come, oh, glory to God. Some come, some come with humbled hearts, oh God, ready to yield unto thee, ready to yield, oh God, and give their lives unto thee. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for you're yet the God that saves. You're yet the God that delivers. You're yet, oh God, that set free. And Father, for this, we thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We thank you. We glorify you on this night. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do. Father, now we're asking that you will look upon your maidservant on tonight. Look upon her tonight. Bless her tonight. Strengthen her on tonight, oh God. Even now, send forth your anointing, oh God. Send forth your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, oh God, by your spirit and by your anointing. And Father, we're thanking you now. Thank you for upgirding her. Thanking you for your glory. Cause it to rest upon her. Be with her even the more. Oh God, stir the word in her belly. Oh God, that she shall deliver unto your people. We thank you for the fire of your anointing. We thank you, oh glory to God, for the fire of your anointing. Cause the cold, oh God, to fall from the altar. Glory to God, let it fall on us tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your divine presence. Thank you for your glory. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your divine covering. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. Father, we say have your way now in the midst of us. We thank you, glory to God, across the miles. Glory to God, across the globe, across the nations. Thank you for meeting every need and every desire. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for these things. And now, God, we say, be glorified. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Thank you tonight for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy, the wicked one. We thank you tonight. Thank you for bringing down the wicked one. Oh, God, and we said be exalted. Be exalted in the earth. Be exalted in us. Be exalted, oh, God, cause righteousness. Oh, glory to God to exalt the nation. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you honor and glory. We pray unto thee. Oh, God, we thank you now in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen on tonight, people of God. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. We glorify him on tonight. Amen. Truly, he's a good God. He's a good God. Amen. The song says, God is a good God. Amen. And the answer is, yes, he is. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, he is. He is. He is. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. And we thank him on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We praise him. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful
amen, to have with us, amen, Jesus, one of our PNN advisors, amen, Jesus, that shall come, amen, and bless us on tonight, amen. Glory to God, whether she's going to teach, whether she's going to talk, amen, or preach, glory be to God. However the Lord leads her on tonight, amen, we're grateful. We're grateful for all of our advisors, amen, and all that they do and all that they bring to this platform, amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we're going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. We're going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Glory be to God. A young woman of God up there, amen, who loves the Lord, amen, loves the people of God, amen, loves ministry, amen, loves doing the Lord's bidding, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Whether she's here or whether she's not, amen, she's always availing herself, amen, to the work of the Lord. And the work of the Lord is great, amen. Glory to God. I tell you, she's just an evangelist in her own right, amen. But we give God thanks on tonight, amen. Glory be to God for the woman of God, amen, that shall come, amen, Jesus, and tell us what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. We want you to receive, amen, glory to God, Minister Arlie Booker on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. Just press star 6 and come on over. Amen. Glory to God.
Bless the name of the Lord, saints.
Praise
the name
Lord.
Of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Yes,
God bless you, the Most High God.
Yes.
God bless each and every one of you all. We are grateful to the Lord for another day he has kept us.
Yes.
We are thankful unto God for his grace, his mercy, and his loving kindness. We thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We praise God for his salvation. We praise God for his word.
Yeah.
We magnify the Lord for our leaders all over the world. We magnify the Lord for your leaders. We thank and praise God for all of the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We praise God for you all tonight. We bless the name of the Lord for each of your leaders, name by name. And we just thank God for him tonight. Minister Brad already said all the benefits tonight and all those things. So I'm just grateful to God.
Yes, Jesus.
I'm grateful to God for who he is.
Yes.
And for what he's doing in the earth. He's doing great work.
Mm.
He's doing mighty things in the earth. It may not look like it, may not feel like it. Oh, but he's doing great things. Ask me how I know. I'm glad you asked the question. You're still here.
You.
I'm still here by his grace, by his mercy, and his love and his kindness that he has shown us on this day, on this day, this hour, this moment that we have. And I am grateful. I am grateful for the work of the Lord, the work that he's doing in your life. I'm grateful for Minister Bradley and this ministry that the Lord has begun, a great work. If he started a good work, he would finish what he started. He had performed great things, and great things have happened in the life for many, in the life for many on this network.
Yes.
And we thank him. We praise God for this ministry that the Lord saw fit to birth out.
Thank you, Jesus.
And birth forth a people. And I thank God that he had people in place that he could trust.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, it's very important God has someone he can trust.
Yes.
With the people of God. Everybody cannot be trusted with God's people.
Jesus.
Everybody cannot be trusted with God's people.
Yes.
But I thank be to God
that
God have trusted Minister Bradley and trusted her that the integrity of this ministry's network all over Globa.
Thank you, Jesus.
That she would do it with integrity and all honesty and with love, a heart of forgiveness.
Yes.
A heart of love and strength. I praise God for that, saint. I do. I magnify the Lord for even the prayer warriors from the time we first started out with her, Minister Bradley. And I hear the prayer warriors going forth tonight and nights that I've heard them come forth. I thank God for their growth.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for their perseverance.
Yeah.
And knowing they face difficulties, knowing they face the situations and circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But when the task is laid, charged to their hand, they pull through.
Yes.
They pull through. We don't know what's behind the curtain, but we do know they come for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of God in them. It's because of God in them. It's the Christ in them. Come their very hope of glory, mm-hmm. and not their hope, but our hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I bless the name of the Lord tonight. I yes. praise him and I magnify him tonight. I glorify the name of the Lord. And I just want to take the time just to give honor and to esteem others.
Yes.
To encourage others. You're doing a great work. Don't mm-hmm. come off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come off the wall. Stay yes. on the wall. Press through. Press through. Because no man is an island to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank and I praise God. And we need to stop trying to go through things by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things you're going to have to go through by yourself. But God, we're not an island to ourselves. God have people in praise that can go through with you, pray with you,
yes.
through saints. Yes, yes, yes. We face some difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so much has happened since 2019 like we've never seen before. And that thing's going to take place.
Yes.
Oh, just the tip of the iceberg. So we can't get comfortable in Zion. Can't get ease now. We can't get ease in Zion.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I'm not playing to be before you alone. I heard the word that was put out and was given instruction to make preparation for what is to come and what is already taking place in the earth. And I'm grateful to God for that. I'm grateful to God for it. And saints, I love each of you all. I do. And we got to worship the God in spirit and in truth. And the Lord seeking for true worshipers. God seeking for true worshipers. True
yeah.
worship. And sometimes I think we get praise and worship mixed up. Sometimes I think, hear what I say, sometimes I think.
Mm-hmm.
We get praise and worship mixed up.
Jesus.
Hear what I say. I said sometimes I single.
Mm-hmm.
I think we poor get praise and worship mixed up.
Yes.
Do they work hand to hand? Yes, of course. But he said, let everything have breath, praise ye the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say so?
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
he say so? I'm glad you asked the question. Yes, it's in the scripture. Let everything have breath. Praise ye the Lord. He didn't say let everything worship, have breath, worship the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He said they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Worship is different, but worship leads, praise leads into worship.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It leads into worship. Worship is a form of obedience, too. Form of obedience. Severe.
Mm-hmm.
Worship. I worship you, God, when I'm hurting. I worship you. I just want to worship you. And I praise you, Father, whether I'm up, I'm down. I praise your name because you're still great in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Your name is great. You're mighty. But we're not going to, that's not my subject tonight. That's fell in the spirit, so I had to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, we want to talk, and I don't plan to be before you long. I don't plan to be before you long because I understand that tonight is Sunday. If the Lord said it's saying you have a work day, school day.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand those things. But we're going to, if the Lord would permit me to, just a little bit, if God would allow me to. We're going to deal with labor and deliverance.
Oh, wow.
labor, and deliverance. Minister Bradley mentioned earlier about we have entered into labor and sorrow. Labor and deliverance, even
mm-hmm.
in the midst of your sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
There's deliverance. Sometimes, when you get in labor, some people stay in labor for, well, when they can stay in there for so many hours, and some people can get in labor, and in the next 20 minutes or hour, the baby don't pop forth.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. And sometimes you can get in labor and seem like the baby never gonna come. Seem like you never find it, and the baby never gonna push through. That's hard labor. That's a hard labor, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you get where you got dry labor. And sometimes you get where the feet want to come first. My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord. And sometimes you get where the shoulders want to come. My mm-hmm. Lord. You're talking about some pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to reach up in there and turn that baby. Yeah. And that don't feel good, turning. We talking about labor tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And deliverance. Yeah, glory. Let me tell you, saints of the Most High God.
Jesus.
Oh, before deliverance comes, we go through some pain. We go through some heart pain.
Yes,
we go through pain that like it never going to come day. I know the scripture says, in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Sometimes morning come to steal no joy, my Lord. Or sometimes you can have morning break forth and there's still no joy. I'm just keeping it real. I'm keeping it real for some. Oh, you said, Lord, you said, weeping may endure for a night. But joy come in the morning. It's morning now, Father.
Would you?
It's morning now, Lord. And I'm still in agony. And there's morning, Father. And I'm standing on your word. But sometimes morning's not morning to God, it is to us. Our morning may be different from his morning.
Mm-hmm.
His day is different from our day. Our year with him is different from with us. And so we get to talking to him and everything, but Lord, this is what your word says.
Mm-hmm.
But his morning is not like your morning.
Yes.
Your day is not like his day. Your year is not like his year.
Yes.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. So I take on nevertheless, God. It's rough. And I tell you, saints of God, I've been through some rough things in the last month or so. I say rough, from June up to this prior time in my life. But I tell you, saints, even in the midst of it, I still had morning. I have had some morning.
Yeah.
And some of it seems like, Lord, morning ain't going to ever come. Because, you know, when you get sick, seems like the worst is at night. And you feel like that the day you ever break, if you get a little ease in it. You know what I'm saying? But then sometimes it don't work like that.
Yes.
But nevertheless, God is faithful, saints. Always, always remember, God is faithful. God is faithful. If God bring you to a thing, he will get you through it.
Yes.
God is faithful to his word. He said, the Lord will never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. I, the Lord, thy God, he will go with you to the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He will. And when you're mourning, I'll go with you. When you're laughing, I'll be with you. When you're crying, I'm going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're up, I'm going to be with you. When you're down, I'm going to be with you. When you're broke, I'm going to be with you. When you got plenty, I'm going to be with you. If there's no cows in the stall, I'm still going to be God. I'm going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be with you. When you're misunderstood, I'm going to be with you. When the people say all manners of evil against you, I'm still going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when the enemy want to buck up against you and do you harm, hey, but God, but God,
mm-hmm.
but God,
yeah.
and labor and deliverance, but God, when the enemy threat and say what I'm going to do to you, when the enemy said, I said, enemy, see, we got to know who it is that want to do you harm.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who it is that want to do us harm. We look at it as if a natural human being, oh, he's going to use a natural mouth to say what he got to say, like God used one. God got to have a body to do his work, so do the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, he said, Arlie, hey, well, but I'm not going to leave you. Take me at my word. I made you this promise years ago. And I tell you, he's faithful, saint. He's
yes.
faithful. And when the enemy, the eat of your flesh, what did he say he'll make them do? What did he say he'll make them do? Some of them. Didn't he say so?
Yes, sir.
Did he say so? Not just some. He said he'll make them do what? Fall. Didn't he say so? Did he say that or he didn't say it?
Yes, it is.
Is that in the way?
Yes, it is.
Is it wrong? Well, what you get tonight, it got to flow straight down. I don't have the Bible with them. And from out of your belly, it got to flow. It got to, whatever comes tonight, it got to flow from up down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Hiya. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, my Lord, my God, my hope, my deliverance, my peace, my salvation, my strength, my El Shaddai. Yes, he is. Labor, and deliverance. Sometimes you go through so hard as that. But that baby get ready to come, and sometimes the baby wait until it's storming. Oh, it can be storming. And then you got to try to get out there on the road. It could be snowing. It could be bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
It be a tornado, hurricane. It don't matter.
Mm-mm.
It's time for me to come forth. And I'm coming. It's time for me. I've been up in here, and I know some things going on out there, and I'm going to get out of here. I'm ready to get out now. I'm ready to get out because every bit of distress you're going through, I'm going through it too. And every bit of the pain you feeling, you bringing it in on me. Therefore, I'm ready to get out of here so I can give me some relief also. That's why they say you got to be careful what you're going through when you're carrying a baby. You got to be careful what your intake is as well because it affects the baby.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The baby. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so we have to be careful. We have to be very, very careful that we don't do anything to damage the baby. And that's why the doctor advised you if you smoke it, quit smoking. The doctor advised you if you drink it, quit drinking. The doctor advised if you're using drugs, quit using drugs. The doctor advises if you're not eating right, eat right. The doctor advises if you're not sleeping, sleep, get plenty of rest. So God advises us if to take care of that body, the temple that I've given you. So I can have use of it. I'm talking about labor now. Because there's some things coming up on the face of this earth, and I need you healthy.
Yeah.
I need you healthy both mind, spirit, body, and soul. Because only the soul going to survive.
Oh, Jesus.
Only the soul going to survive. He that endure hardness as a good soldier. and some things. We think we don't shoot some stuff. We think we don't, and we have encountered some things, and we have.
Mm-hmm.
But let no one, don't let no one deceive you if the word be the word. Greater things coming.
Yes.
But the Lord made a promise. That's what I love. God is faithful.
Faithful.
God is faithful to his word. He will deliver us out of Moth. How he see fit to deliver, we don't know. And we look at death as a terrible thing. But the grave is a hiding place. I had to look at the word look different. I had to look at death different. I had to look at a lot of things different. Saints, when they started hitting you right and left and from every side, you had to start looking at that thing a little bit different. You got to touch the scripture, look at the scripture a little bit different. Nevertheless, however God sees fit to deliver, it is his business, you know.
That's it.
It is his business. The only thing he asked us to do, be ready. And the same thing when you pregnant and you got the and you get in labor, be ready. Whether you ready or not, that baby coming.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your hair straight or nappy, it coming. Whether you don't got a bag together or not, it's coming.
Yeah.
What don't matter what you involved in, it's coming. Therefore, we gonna have labels. We gonna have sorrow. We're going to have disappointment. We're going to have sickness. We're going to have disease. But did you not know God never intended for his people to have no sickness and diseases?
Mm-hmm.
That never was the plan and the will of God. It's because of sin.
That's it.
It's because of corruption. It's because of disobedience.
Yes, yes.
It's because of stiff-neckedness.
Mm-hmm.
Truth breaker, boss. She ain't been on the line in a long time, and here she come fussing at us. Well, I'm not fussing. I'm talking to us. Because we got to get ready. We can't take this. What about things that greater to come? What are we going to do, Saint? What are we going to do, Saint? When it tells you to deny his name. And if you don't deny his name, they're going to shoot you down or just cut you open. What are you going to do, say?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't deny his name. Who name? I'm glad you asked the question. Jesus. The Messiah. The Savior. Your hope. Your peace. Your joy. Your salvation. If you don't deny his name, you can't eat. If you don't deny his name, I'll take your children. If you don't deny that name, if don't talk about labor now. You think that ain't pain? Labor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a labor situation, you hurting. Someone tell you if you don't deny the name of Jesus, I'm gonna kill your children. Kill your husband, your wife, or whomever it may be. You think that ain't some labor and some sorrow and some pain going on? But the Lord is faithful. Remember, God is faithful. God is faithful. That's why we got to get steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord and standing on what his words say.
Yes.
And we just can't believe God. We got to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him. It is a difference to believe, but when you trust, we come to believe it, but then we got to go to graduate to trusting. Trusting him no matter what. If I live, it's unto God, and if I die, it's unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You got to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to trust him.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And then I'm going to give you a scripture now. I promise you that I wouldn't be before you long, right? And one scripture, Psalms 22 and 10, said, on you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb, you have been my God. You have been my God. Now on you was I cast from my birth and from my mother's womb. You have been my God. That's Psalm 22 and 10. May read a little bit different in some of your Bibles. It said, the Lord is what? It's my strength and my shield. In him, my heart trusts. And I am helped. My heart trusts the Lord, right? And with my song, I will give thanks unto him. We got to trust him, saints. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. And we got to exalt his name. We got to do that. We got to do it, saints. Because in God's sanctuary, awesome is God from his sanctuary. The God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength. He is the one who gives power and strength. Awesome is God. For where? His sanctuary. That song to make me a sanctuary. Is that, isn't that what it says? From his sanctuary. The God of Israel. He is the one who give power and strength. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. That's Psalm 68 and 35. We still talk about labor now in deliverance. Up on you I have learned. Up on you I have leaned. Get it right, Ollie. Up on you I have need. Now listen, saint. Hear this. You go back up to Psalms. Psalms 34. No. Go back up. There's one. Okay. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalms 22 and 10. Listen. Hold this scripture now. Psalms 22 and 10. On you was I cast from my birth and from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Remember that. Psalms 22 and 10. Remember that. Now, let's go on down. Let's go back. We're going to go to Psalm 71:6. Don't forget 22 and 10. Now, listen, people. Listen, saints of God. Up on you. Up on who? The Lord. Up on you, I have learned. Up on you, I have leaned. Up on you, I have leaned. Up on you, I have trusted. Up on you, I have depended. Up on you, I have looked to. Upon you I have waited for. Hey, mighty God. Upon you, Father.
Yes.
Upon you and you alone. Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. Listen at that. From before my birth. Listen at that. You hear that? Do you see that? Somebody see that? Now you hear 22? And 10? Did you hear what 22 and 10 said? And then you not hear what 71:6 said? Oh, then, do you hear? Let me get it. It's up on you. I have leaned from before my birth. Look what it says. You are who? You are he. He, the Lord, who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Now listen, listen. Read number 71 and shake song. Now go back up to 22 and 10. And listen at this now. On you, on the Lord, was I cast from. On you, was I cast from my birth. From my birth. And from my mother's womb, you have been my God. Up on you, I was cast from my mother, from my birth. From my birth and from my mother's womb, you have been my God. You've been my God. 71 says, 71 says, up on you, I have leaned from before my birth. Now look at that, before my birth, you are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praises is continually of you. Now the child, now look at even before I came forth, I was trusting in you. Isn't that something? Are y'all asleep tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody sleep tonight? Anybody awake? Maybe I can say that. Anybody there tonight?
Yes, 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 yes.
I never seen this scripture before. Well, I never thought of it. It up on you have I leaned from my, leaned from before my birth. You are he who stop, slow it down. Up on you I have leaned from before my birth, or he who took me from my mother's womb, my praises continue of you. Now, if Psalms 22 says, that the Lord now, he was trusting God even before he came forth. Even before he's come forth, God has always been there for them. Even in his mother's womb, God was there. Now, this is a remember. It says, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of my soul you increased. Now, what God is allowing us to know tonight, saints, even before you came forth, he was there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Even before your trials came, I was there. Even before anything come out of your dwelling place, I have always been God, and I always been there. I've been with you through your ups and your downs, through all of your twists and your turns. I have not left you, nor have I forsaken thee. I'm still God. And I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In hard labor, I'm God. In easy labor, I'm still God. But just gutter up your heart and your lungs for the things that make them ready to come up on the face of this earth. Gutter up your heart and your lungs. Strengthen yourself and your inward man for the things that make it ready to come up on the face of this earth. Grab your family and your friends and tell them what just says the word, whether you want to hear it or not, that no blood will be required at your hand. Blow the trumpet in Zion, saint. Blow the trumpet in Zion. So no blood won't be with your hand. I'm telling you, saint, God has to bring us to a place to make us cry out of our dry praise, our dead praise, and that he may bring forth life in us. God has to create a situation that we have to cry out in hard labor, that we may know that he's God and that he changed not.
Yeah.
In our dry season, in our distress season. Oh, yes. And God has to create a situations in order that we run unto him. And that we look unto the author in the very finish of our faith. That while you're in labor, so, oh, God, I'm going to die. While you're in pain, you feel like death is knocking on your door. I'm not saying it's not knocking, but they have to tell you they can't come in. I'm not saying they're not looking for a crack. But then sometimes you have to say you can't come in. Oh, I hear you knocking, but I'm not answering you. Oh, I hear you. We're just huffing it forward and blowing. But I'm not letting allowing you to come in. Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no. I know you want to take me out, but I'm not going to allow you to take me out. A thousand can fall at your right side, 10,000 at your left side. But God is still God, strong and mighty in the midst of any situation you're in now. God is God. Ask me how I know. Oh, I can say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Confronted with my granddaughter. And when she told me, she felt like, Nana, I'm dying. I said, no, baby, no, you're not. I didn't want to tell her how she looked, but I said, no, no, no. I looked at her eyes. I looked at her. Oh, don't tell me you can't bar him. Hey! Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't you tell me. You can't tell me. God have place and authority and a power within us. Within us. And they're going to have to come out sooner or later. Situations and circumstances created. Why? That you may know him. Mm-hmm. And your hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And your laboring time. And your painful time. And when death is looking, knocking, want to come in. And you have to say, no, can't have him. She got to come back to her children. You can't have her. No, 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 no. You got to tell her. Sometimes, don't get me twisted now. Sometimes it's going to come. But then there come a time you got to know. Not prematurely. Not prematurely. No, 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 no. And then I got good news for you tonight. Good news, good news, good news. I got a text. That can I spend the night with you? I'm looking kind of little lost, you know. And I text back. I said, I don't want to be alone. I said, did you ask me, could you spend the night with me at my house? I said, yes. That's what I said. I asked the question. I said, yes. And then the text back said, yes. That's what I asked you. I said, now, how in the world you going to spend the night at my house? You had called Ross at the hospital, and I'm in Georgia. Now, you know I'm thinking, right? Is she lucid? Is she all right? I'm wondering, you know. I'm really angry. Because the report we got on Friday and yesterday, and then you got to believe the report of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then now, I said, well, let me call the mama. And mama ain't said nothing to grandmama. And let me call the auntie. The auntie ain't said nothing. And I said, well, I called back again. I said, well. And she didn't say, well, I'm getting out of nothing like that. Just ask the question. And I answered, yes. Why are you telling us that? Because she's on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Thank God for your prayer. Well, that's why I said labor. Labor. Labor and deliverance. We don't labor hard. But deliverance come. Deliverance has come. Pain but deliverance has come. God has broke the band, and deliverance has come. Blow Lucifer from the hospital.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then I said, well, Lord, I got to do this work tonight. Uh-huh. That should be picked up at 10 something. I said, I got to do this work tonight. And I went I went in there and made a pot of chicken noodle soup. We think, oh, you know how the elders say when we was coming up, they make that chicken noodle soup or some type of soup. It's cure for everything. Get you built back up. But we're going through some hard labors in the last few days, last week or something, or more. But deliverance come. But deliverance come. You may be going through labor pains right now. Things may be in chaos at the house, in your mind, on your job, in your finances. But the Lord will deliver you out of them all in due season and in due time. God will do it. If we faint not, then I get the text that I put it all at the Lord's feet. I said, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. You were driven to your feet. Ain't that all right?
Yeah.
Ain't that all right? Oh. I didn't like the call I got, but if that got you to his feet, I'm all right with that. Put it at his feet.
Yes, Jesus.
I put it at his feet. I put it at the Lord's feet. Mm-hmm. I got that text from yesterday. I put it all at his feet. All at his feet. And when you tell me you put it all at his feet, that means I'm including everything I could even think that had not been under his feet or at his feet. It's there now. God has to create a situation in order for us to put it all at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Put it all under his feet. When you're in hard labor and you try to have that baby, you call on the name of the Lord like never before. Have mercy, Jesus. God, if you get me through this, I'm going to keep it real 100. When I first had my first child, I had it in the 12th grade. I said, I'll never do this again. Lord, if you get me out of this, God, if I ever make it through this, I'll never do this again. Lie. Did it 2 more times. In marriage. So I thought that's the worst thing I could ever face. I thought I was going to die. And the doctor asked me, did I want to take epidural? I didn't know what no epidural was. I didn't know how to have a child. That's not what I'm talking about, epidural. I never heard of an epidural. They said they give you that shot. Well, they didn't explain what the shot was, and they got to put it in your stomach, back in your back, and sometimes it can paralyze. Okay, you know that thought is in my head, right? Yes, it is, running around up there. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want that. If you move the wrong way, you can get paralyzed. So as the pain gets the kick of you, and if they're giving you something in your back and a pain hits you, and you got to lay still, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And when these pains, a child get to hit you, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, it does not matter. How can you just lay there? You got to let somebody know, oh, this hurt. It's painful. So I didn't take it. And when the pain really got to cutting up, I said, Dr. Eddie, can you give it to me now? I said, Dr. Eddie, I'll take it. I said, I'll take that. He said, it's too late. I said, no, it's too late. He said, yes, it's too late. You should have took that an hour and a half to 2 hours ago. I can't give it to you now. You don't dilate it. I don't think I had any millimeters. I ain't know nothing about no dilate. I can tell the truth, but I ain't know nothing about having no baby. I ain't had no been in being with one. But I labor. Them hard labels got to hit me, baby. I wanted something. I said, oh, just get it out. Sometimes we be telling God that just get me out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Get me out of this here, God. Oh, this is more painful. Oh, that baby, when that baby told me she thought she was leaving, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know part of me dropped. That part of that heart dropped. Oh, don't tell me, honey. Your children and a husband will make you pray. If you don't know how to pray, you better not get no husband. If you don't know how to pray, you better not get no children. If you don't know how to pray, you'll get some grandchildren. I got a class. These guys teach you how to pray. Oh, don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you got a bad husband now. Don't go back and say, I said that. That ain't what I said. Say what I said. Get a wife. They'll teach you how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Get some children. They'll teach you how to pray. Some job. They'll teach you how to pray. I'm here to tell you. And I said, now look at here. Now, Lord, he can't go. You just got to get in God's face. Get in God's face. Then don't you know if God sustained you at that point of time, he does not give you life for us to go back and continue in the same thing. I'm not saying that my granddaughter doing nothing. But anytime God brings us out of anything and delivers us out of anything, God brings us forth and out of your labor and your pain, God do not expect us to turn back and do the same old things that took us, that caused us to get to that place that he brought deliverance in when we was in hard labor. The Lord expects us to get some our strength in our back and walk upright.
Yeah.
And press forward. So, saints, don't matter what you're going through tonight. It don't matter what you face tonight. I'm going to give you this scripture. He gives power to the faint. Hear that? He gives power to the faint, the weak. And to him who has no might, he increased their strength. The Lord does. That's what the Lord does. For you. Now, that came from Isaiah 40 and 29. Psalms 139 and 13 through 14. For you formed my inward part. Yes, sir. And knitted me together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In my mother's womb. Thank you. Hey, I like that. For you formed me. For you formed my inward part. Look at that. The Lord formed your inward part.
Mm-hmm.
And then you knitted me together. Where he knitted you together at? Where he shaped you at? In my mother's womb. Ain't that all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, I praise you. For I am fearfully. Yes, sir. And wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul, listen, my soul knows it very well. Isn't that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that all right? That's enough right there to give me strength. When it says, for you formed my inward part. Yes, sir. My inward part, can't nobody see but you. And you knitted me together. Hey, in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Knows it very well. God has done that just for us. Even in your labor, he will bring deliverance. Trust him. Trust him. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. For I am the Lord your God. Hold your right hand. It is I. Fear not.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one who helps. Who helps you. H-E-L-P-S. Who helps you. Uh-huh. But now thus saith the Lord, he who created you, oh Jacob, he who formed you, oh Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, each and every last one of you. I have called you by name. And what I love about it, he said, you mine. You mine. See, you mine. I love it when the Lord say, I'm his. You ain't got to own me as long as the Lord don't deny me. He said, you mine. And that's good enough. Now you'll check that out in Isaiah 43:1. He said, you his. Even when you're in labor, you're mine. He have redeemed you. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who have made all things, who alone stretch out the heavens, who spread out the earth by himself. He did it. He did it. The Lord did it for you. He did it for me. And tonight, we thank God for his word. We thank God for each of you all. If there anyone don't know the Lord, he created you. He made you. He formed you. He knitted you in your mother's womb. And when you got ready to come forth, it was him that held you. Now, so we have to give back to him. We have to give ourselves. That song says, I give myself away. I give myself away. Uh-huh. So tonight, if anyone want to give himself away and give yourself to the Lord, you could come tonight. You're welcome to come. If there anyone that don't know who Jesus is, you're welcome to come. If you don't know him, come on. It's a good time to get to know him. But what's coming, you're going to need to know him. He's a mighty deliverer and mighty help. And if everybody says and know him, God bless you. But if that be just one that needs some strength, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to come. Well, if there anyone just need prayer, you could come.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed your message, Evangelist Booker. God bless you. I am calling for prayer for the lady that had a rake on last Monday. She's in the hospital in a coma. She had her daughter deceased in the rake. She don't even know she's dead. But we are asking prayer for her and the family. We are believing God that God is going to bring her safely out the coma. So I'm asking, how are you, Jesus? I'm asking prayer tonight. So her name is Lakita, I think, Lakita. But we call her Pooh. And so we just ask the prayer for the Rudolph family, because it's Rudolph family that had the rake. Amen. And just ask the prayer for those of you that know the word of prayer. Keep them in prayer. Amen. And we believe in God that God going to bring her safely out the coma. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. And pray for me and my family. God bless you. Enjoy the word.
Her name is Lakita.
I think that's her name, Lakita or Lakita, one of them, but we call her Pooh. And so I know but she's a Rudolph, so we just ask them prayer. This was a devastating rape and griever. And then she lived in Monrovia, but she was a griever at the time she had the rape. So we're asking prayer for the family and prayer that God will bring her safely, bring her through this coma. Bring her through the coma. He was yellow. Amen. God is able to do it. And I know he can.
Yes, Lord. God bless you.
God bless
you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Thank you for standing in the gap. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? God there not, won't be, if there's not another one, anyone else. The time is now. If there's not another one, we're going to go before the throne with grace. Well, I'm asking again, is there anyone? Maybe you just don't know, and you just don't know how to ask for what you need. Or maybe you just don't want no one to know that you're really going through. But the Lord knows you. He made you, he created you, he understands you, okay? Now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, first we come with thanksgiving in our hearts for all you have done and all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. And, Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. And regardless, God, what betides, so we're going to rejoice and be very glad in it. Father God, we come tonight on the behalf of the Rudolph family.
Yes.
And they call her Pooh.
Yes.
Now, Father, I present her to you. I give her to you. You created her. Oh, Jesus, you knitted her together. You formed her in her mother's womb. And Father, you see and you understand what she is. A coma is a small thing for you, but it's mighty for us. I know you are God able to snatch from death doors. I know you're able because you're a turnaround God. You're first and second and third chance God. So we asking, Lord God, that you move on Lakeitra. Lakeitra or the Rudolph.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we ask God that, is it being your will that you bring her through?
Yes, ma'am.
That you let the pressure off, God. That you let her not have lack in her mind, in her brain, from operating like it should, Father. We asking, God, that you knit her together in her brain. You knit her together in her mind. You knit her together in strength. You knit her back together, God. Those damaged parts. We know you're able.
Yes.
You deal with the God. You deal with the why she at the state. Almighty God, if you dealt with the baby that dealt with us in my own mother's womb, you deal with her in the capacity that she's in. Because you God. You do it, Lord. Strengthen the family that have lost the loved one. In the name of Jesus. Be with the child, God, that have lost a mother and those too young to understand. In the name of Jesus, and condition the Rudolph lady, mind and heart and spirit, when she come out, that she can handle that her daughter has gone. Almighty God, do not allow depression to take her over in the name of Jesus. But you hold her in the hollow of your hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak to a coma right now. You have no dominion. You have no dominion over Lakeitra Rudolph. And just in case I'm not pronouncing it like we believe it is, they call her Pooh, Father. And now I know you know that. And her last name is Rudolph. And I know you know that. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now we ask him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. In the name of Jesus. Send your healing virtue in the hospital room, Father. In the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus. Raise her up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Drive her to the altar. In the name of Jesus. Drive her to worship. In the name of Jesus. Father God, while she's still in the capacity that she is in, the situation that she's in, deal with the God from her inward man. Deal with that inward man, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And build her up. Build her up and bring deliverance in her labor. Bring deliverance in her labor. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. We won't take your praise. We'll give it to you. Because you said, Lord, we pray When we pray, if we but believe, we shall have those things that we ask of you. And I am trusting and believe and joining together, Father, in the name of Jesus, Elder Pastor and other on the behalf of Miss Rudolph, in the name of Jesus. But you said where two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, you be in the midst. That's all we have to stand on, God, the word say. Now, God, we ask you to strengthen others that are in the read right now. Encourage them and uplift their heart, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen the Lawson and the Robinson and the Carmichael, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen the Stiff, God, and the Nashes and the Bookers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Continue, God, to walk with your people. Continue, God, to be with those, God, that have lost, God, to hunt in the name of Jesus. Even continue to strengthen, God, the Bradley and all those, the Smith, all that have lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, help them come to terms with what has happened to them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Be with those people from all over the world now. Encourage them, uplift them in such a time in which we live. Condition our hearts for what is to come. Make us ready for what is to come. In the name of Jesus. Gird up our loins, God, for what is to come. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. No, Lord. We won't take your honor. We won't do it. And we won't take your praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. We'll give you what due unto your name. We'll give you what due unto your name. Glory and honor belongs to you. Glory and honor belongs to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the glory, all the honor belongs to your name, God. Continue to bless the work of this ministry. Continue to bless those that partake us with this ministry. Bless all the hearers and the listeners. But God, most of all, bless and strengthen the doers in the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. Move now by your spirit. And bless your people, God. Strengthen your people. Lift your people. Forgive your people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. And all that we ask and desire, we ask that thy will be done. We ask, Father, that will be done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God strengthen you. God keep you. God shield and protect you. In your son Jesus' name, may the Lord be with you, saints of the Most High God. May the Lord be with you, saints of the Most High, in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
Amen, amen, amen tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, Minister Ollie. God bless you. God bless you for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, just went right in there. Amen, by the word, glory to God, and showed us, amen, Jesus, how to come through, amen, how to come to the trust of God, even in this time of labor and sorrow, amen, glory to God. Though we may have faith, amen, but we got to come to the trust. We've got to come to the trust in God, amen. So we bless God on tonight, amen, for this word, for his promises unto us. Glory to God, even as the word declared, amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, amen. He's right there with us, glory to God. So we thank God on tonight for this word of encouragement, amen, this word of hope, glory to God, and strength. We thank the Lord on tonight, amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank God for the testimony. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, God moved quickly. Amen. He moved quickly. Amen. And we give him thanks and we give him praise. Amen. Glory be to God for the granddaughter. Thank God, amen, for your lives. Amen. And what God is doing in your lives. Amen. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. He's still moving by his power. Still moving by his anointing. People of God,
yes, he is.
Still showing himself strong and showing himself mighty. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord. on tonight. Amen. God bless you, Minister Holly. Glory be to God. Amen. Came. Amen. Listen, this is what the Lord has divinely ordered for his people. Amen. And we receive it tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been blessed tonight, people of God. I have been blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And God bless you again, woman of God. We pray the blessings of the Lord upon you. Amen. We pray that he will keep and cover you, shield and protect you. We pray that he will strengthen you in this hour, even as you're giving out. Glory to God, not only on this line, glory to God, but every day we pray that the Lord strengthen you. We pray that the Lord will pour into you. We pray that he will breathe upon you afresh, even as you do his bidding. We give God thanks. We give God glory to God. We give you praise on tonight, Father. We pray cause your hand upon your servant. Glory to God, cause your face to shine upon her even now. Give her peace in the precious name of Jesus. Peace all about her. Glory to God, everything that concerns her. We thank you for your peace now. We thank you for your love. Thank you, glory to God, for your word that you placed in her belly. Thank you on tonight. Oh, God, we're thanking you for open doors on tonight. Glory to God, open doors. He will deliver this word. Glory to God, open doors that she will run in. Glory to God, and run out. Glory to God, taking forth the word. Glory to God, to heal, to deliver, to restore. Set your people free. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We glorify you. Glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. 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 Tonight, amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again on tonight, people of God. We bless him. Amen for this word. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attentiveness on tonight. Glory to God. Take this word. We want to encourage you to share this word. Share this word, people of God. Share it with someone. Amen. If you just text it to one people, two people, amen, three people, glory to God. We need this word. Amen. It's going to be the word that sustains us. Amen.
Glory.
The word that guides us. It's the word that will protect and shield us. Amen. Even in the days ahead, glory to God. Let us be, amen, obedient listeners, people of God. Don't let this word continue to come unto our hearing. Come into our hearing. Glory be to God, and we not do anything with it. Amen. Glory to God, for it's not the will of God, amen, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Glory to God. We pray on tonight, amen, that somebody, amen, has received the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody has been lifted. Somebody on tonight has been strengthened and restored. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. We give you two numbers. You can text us, send you the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. The first number is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. Amen. The second number, amen, you can reach out to us even on WhatsApp. Amen. If you don't have long-distance capabilities, amen. Glory to God. You can reach out to us on WhatsApp, or you can simply text us. Otherwise, that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Those of you that reach out to us via PNN Messenger, we can also send you a copy. Amen. Those that are listening, amen, via radio, glory to God. Of course, you can go out to the web, Prayer News Network, and listen in. Amen. Listen in. Click on either one of our broadcasts. They're there. Amen. The broadcast and the podcast. Amen. So you can go out there and you can click. You have access to the word. Amen. Glory to God. Those that are listening via PNN Facebook, of course. Amen. We broadcast, we house there as well. So you can go out, amen, and listen at the broadcast at any time. Amen. Glory to God. So if you don't have the capability or the space on your phone. Amen. Either one of those ways, they'll have access to the Word of God. Amen. People of God, we're trying to get this word out. Amen. We're trying to get it out to the masses. Help us to get it out. Amen. For the word that you send, amen, may be the very word that saves somebody's life. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. We do thank God for you again, for your attentiveness and your time. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to the woman of God for other remarks. Amen. And for the blessing of the line. Glory to God. And after that, amen, that does conclude our broadcast for tonight. We want to invite you to come back for tomorrow night. Amen. Come and be blessed. Come and get more. Amen. There's more. There's more. There's more. Amen. God bless you, Minister Ali. You have the platform.
God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. Minister Bradley, I would like for you to ask everyone to unmute the phone, please.
Amen.
Ask everybody to unmute your phone, please.
All participants are unmuted.
After me. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for forgiving me of my sin.
Thank you for forgiving me of my sin.
And bringing deliverance in my life.
And bringing deliverance in my life.
And my family life.
And my family life.
Thank you for healing and deliverance.
Thank you for healing.
Thank you for healing and deliverance.
Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus, for peace of mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for peace of mind.
Thank you for strength.
Thank you for strength.
Thank you for strength.
Thank you for touching my body.
Thank you for touching,
thank you for touching my body.
And my mindset.
And my mind.
And my mind.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name,
in
of,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Now, Father.
Now, Father.
Now, Father.
Cover us.
Cover us.
Cover us.
Hide us.
Hide us.
Hide us.
Hide us.
Hide us.
Oh,
hide
us. Yes,
hide us, God. Oh, hi, Mama.
Heal us. Oh,
Jesus.
Heal us. Heal us.
Heal us, oh God.
Heal us, Lord.
Heal us.
Yes.
Oh, shut
up.
Heal us, Lord.
Ah! Heal us, God.
Heal us, Lord. Heal
us, Lord.
From the will of the end.
From the will of the end.
From the will of the end.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Heal us. Heal us.
Oh, heal us, Lord.
Heal us, God.
Heal us, oh God.
Oh, shut up.
In the name of Jesus.
Ah! Go before us.
Yes, Jesus.
Make the pathway straight. In
yes,
the name of Jesus.
In the name
bind
of Jesus.
Up bind everything that's not like you.
Everything that's not
like
you.
Tear
down.
Every heart and every plan.
Everything
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
fight
of
Jesus. Fight against those that will fight against us.
Fight against those that will fight us.
Help and strengthen those that will help us.
Help and strengthen
those that help us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
in
Jesus.
The name of...
Now, Father.
Now, Father.
I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait.
For the manifestation.
For the manifestation.
For the manifestation.
Of your glory.
Of your glory.
Somebody needs to ask God to heal them tonight. Somebody needs to ask God to heal tonight. Somebody needs to ask God to seal. Jesus, mighty God, seal tonight.
Heal, Lord.
Heal. Put your shield of protection round about your people from all four corners of the earth.
Heal,
Lord. You know the enemy comes. Come to shoot, steal, and destroy.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree on this night of the Lord Jesus Christ, life in it more abundantly. Life in it more abundantly. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pull down every stronghold, Father. In Jesus' name. I want us to pray corporate tonight. I needed us to say it together corporate tonight. The enemy comes to seek, steal, and destroy. And he don't care who it is. He seeks us, but the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
and
of
we
Jesus.
We thank in advance now. We thank in advance. Cover, hide us, and protect us from all the tricks and the trades and from the plan of the enemy, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. And God, we thank you for giving your angel charge over us. We thank you for giving your angel charge, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you for goodness and mercy, beauty and band. Favor speaks to the people. Speak to the people of the Most High God.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. May his face shine upon you. In his son Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Blessings on you.
Amen. That concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.